I just waiting for your audio. Can you hear me, Giuseppe?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. How are you today, Giuseppe?
I'm fine, thank you, Dean. I'm fine.
Good, good. Excellent. So, well, welcome to Watchdog Across the Pond. And yeah, it'd be great to catch up with you and find out a little bit more about yourself and watches and things, but also have a bit of chat about your book as well, which is the Microbrand's book. I must admit, I wasn't aware it even existed. And you'd messaged me on Instagram and I got quite excited for, oh, brilliant, like a dedicated book on microbrands. So I've had this a couple of weeks now and I've put little bits of writing on, also it's been looking through this, just a really excellent book and lots of different microbrands. It'd be great to find out all about it. So I think if we just start though, just get you to introduce yourself a little bit and then maybe do a wristwatch check and then go into finding a bit more about you and the book. Yeah. So, just tell us a bit about yourself, Giuseppe.
Well, I am an Italian guy from Milan, and I am 28 years old. Okay. I just started collecting watches 4 years ago, thanks to a colleague of mine. So I was working into a publishing house company for 5 years. Yeah. And during this period, there were some colleagues of mine, and they were really watch lovers, and they like collecting watches. And my publishing house company was creating a magazine about the watch.
Oh yeah.
It was the first initiative of this publishing house company, and these colleagues of mine were wearing Seiko 5. So Seiko 5 was the first watch for me that bring me into the watch world. And
I think that's true for quite a lot of people as well. I think mine was pretty much one of the Seiko 5.
Very low budget watch, really good.
It's a good starting point.
So I saw this watch, I told to my colleague what kind of watch it is. So it's Seiko 5. So I started the searching on the Amazon, and then I started from there. So just started with passion, with my with an Instagram profile, just sharing my watches. So nothing special. But I really like, I always enjoyed the digital world. So I really like making sites or Instagram profile or social media.
Yeah.
So I started from there easily.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, about to wristwatch check, I am wearing a really nice Venezianico. Old Meccanica Veneziane, but now they are made a rebrand with the Venezianico name.
Yeah,
really nice, good looking watch. So I'm testing this watch and
see. Yeah, looks like it's got a ceramic bezel and everything.
It is. This is really interesting because it's not ceramic, but it is a tungsteno bezel. So it is a really nice material because it's something different and. It is, I think, changing materials to the watch, and it is a new modern kind of how you can see the watches now. So
it looks good, very very sort of shiny, and looks quite good quality and everything from that.
Yes, it is a new modern way to see the watch. So new materials, new bezel materials, and something like that. So
fantastic. Pretty nice. And that's an Italian company, isn't it?
It is an Italian company, absolutely. Mm. So there are two Italian brothers, and they started some years ago with an important Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
And starting from there, they grow up a lot in these years. So very happy because it is also an Italian company. So also Italians are making a really good thing.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, and I think they're getting well known, definitely. Yeah, so I'm wearing my Boulder Venture Carbon Black, and I'm actually wearing it's titanium, so I'm wearing it on the titanium bracelet, so nice and lightweight, and really good all-round easy to wear, comfortable, quality watch. Yeah, definitely.
I really love the bracelet of the watch.
So
yes,
the,
because it's really good looking. Oh, I
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, really, really good. I definitely recommend if you do, you know, anyone gets one of these, get the bracelet, because the bracelet is
absolutely
just so comfortable, and you know, it's so light and comfortable. Yes. You know,
because I have got one, but I have the NATO strap.
Yes,
and I will try to have the bracelet also. Really cool. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, and I do myself wear a lot. I've got hundreds of NATOs. I've got a bit of a NATO collecting habit, and yeah, it's just so comfortable, especially you know on warmer days and things. So I do wear them on NATOs a lot of the time, but the for some reason these very lightweight titanium bracelets are also very comfortable. Excellent. Cool. Well, yeah, no, it's a good start that. So, so you also, you know, we know when you got into watches. How would you describe the sort of watches you collect, the sort of brands, colors, complications, materials? What do you look for in a watch? What's in your collection?
Well, first of all, I like every kind of watch. So from low budget to high budget watch. Yeah. So I don't care if it is a luxury brand or a micro brand or something new. But what I always looking for, it is the story behind the brand or the concept of the watch behind the brand. Yeah. So if there is something special or something interesting new behind the watch, yeah. I really like to see how they are looking into their concept of timepiece. So for me, it's important to have very different watches from diver to GMT to dress watches. So every kind of watch for me is interesting. But I really like how every kind of micro brand or every kind of watchmaker has his thought about the watch.
Yes.
So, for example, some watchmakers use recycled materials or something strange to make the watch, and this I think is really interesting.
It definitely makes it interesting. And that does, I will say that does come out in your book as well, because each of the different micro brand companies that you've covered, you know, you have a sort of introduction, bit of a talk about them. Why did they stand? And also, why would you buy this? And just the different ways to stand out. And that does definitely come out in your book as well. Definitely.
Well, I started the. The first idea of writing the book was starting because every time I was looking for a new micro brand, I was checking the Kickstarter site or Facebook groups or Instagram profiles. But I was always frustrated because there were no single places where find new micro brand or all the micro brands that I can search for. And so it was really frustrating because I didn't find one single place where I can say, okay, I go to this site and I can see all the kind of micro brands. So every group or a site, maybe there were some micro brands, but not a lot.
Yeah.
So I decided to start making a list of all the micro brands I know. And the first idea of making a book was starting because I was thinking about, okay, maybe a person that like to search for new watches with the book can maybe find new timepieces. So, and also every year will be updated. So there is a place where watch lovers can share their watches and can find a new timepiece. So for me, this is important.
Yeah, no, that definitely does come out in the book, that one does, yeah. So I think you've kind of partly done this one. I was going to say, can you explain what the book is? But, you know, so you've said how you started it, but how would you describe, so to somebody who's never seen this book before, which was like me 2 weeks ago when we started our conversation about the book, how you know, what is the book, and why should somebody buy your book? You know, what would make somebody want to buy the book?
Well, first of all, the Microbrands book, inside the Microbrands and independent watchmakers, is the first ever made book about micro brands and independent watchmakers altogether. So this is an important thing. I used the word micro brands because it was at first look was really clear. So for me, this is the first ever made book and will be published every year with new models, new micro brands, updated models. And if a person is looking for micro brands world or new timepieces, I think this could be really helpful. Of course, I think it's much more like a catalog or more than a book itself, because there are a lot of micro brands, but all put in the same way, because in this way the reader can understand all the details of all the brands. So it's more easily for the potential customer to understand the difference between a micro brand and another. So starting from the price range for movement, year foundation, founding year, and other things. So this is what the micro brands book is. It is the first, and I hope every year, single place where you can find the new micro brands. Of course, there are not all the micro brands of the world, but every year it will be updated. And I hope to make new pages, of course, and update every kind of model every year.
Yeah, no, excellent. Yeah, I think it's just going to be a nice thing to collect into each year as well. And,
yeah, and absolutely.
You know, over time, you're getting more and more brands. Are you going to revisit some of the brands as well? So, you know, when they've made big changes?
Absolutely. Every year, what I try to do, of course, is, for example, if there is the same brand the next year, if he makes, for example, new models, update the models. But if the models are the same, the brand will stay into the book to give the people the possibility to check always the micro brand. Of course, the book now is 200 pages, so I can't make a 500 or 1,000 pages book because it will be too much heavy, of course. So there is a selection of the brands, of course, but I think that I try to make every year new watches, new brands, or same brands, but with updated models. So half and half. But the book is really collectible. And if you can see, there is behind the book the year, because I want people to have the book in the library with 2022, 23, 24. So every year you can have your currently book, so with new brands. But yes, absolutely.
And you know, that's a great idea, because you know, you're selling this to watch collectors, so we like collecting things anyway, don't we? And you know, to have that stacked, you know, that appeals to me straight away, to be able to collect this and you know, have those just by putting that year on the spine of the book is a great idea. I must admit, I didn't actually spot that till you've told me. Now it's so obvious now, isn't it? So absolutely brilliant. I mean, I think you've partly answered this because of obviously, you know, companies that have a story, and I'm guessing also companies that appeal to you, but you know, the question really is how did you decide which micro brands companies to include in your book? Which, you know, I mean, how many is there in the book? I know you've told me this before. I can't remember. Was there how many different brands have you got in the book?
In the first book, 46 micro brands.
Okay, so it's 46 different ones. I know Boulder's in there because I'm a big Boulder fan. I've had a Christopher Ward in the past, and Christopher Ward wasn't in there. Yeah,
Boulder is in this book. Yes.
Yeah. So some that I've had, you know, some brands that I've had or interested in are in there. Some aren't. But how did you decide? Because it's such a difficult one, isn't it? Which ones to
put in? Absolutely. Well, first of all, I started contacting. Of course, there were too many micro brands to contact and keep in contact. But the first ideas, I think. I just started with, of course, the first brand I collaborated with. So I came into my direct messages on Instagram, and I searched, starting from the bottom, with all the microbrands I already contacted in the last years. So maybe microbrands I already reviewed or microbrands I already worked with. So I just started from there, and because it was more easily for me to put them into the book because I already have their photos. So their materials, their photos, their descriptions, their informations. We are talking about thousands of photos and information. So it was not easy to make this work. But starting with the microbrands I already collaborated with, for me, was really easy. Then after this, I contacted all the microbrands I already saw. They have really good quality photos, materials, and also an interesting concept behind the watch. So there are probably into the book some brands that are now maybe more famous and some brands maybe you never heard about. I wanted the people to let them know there are also these micro brands. But of course, some brands didn't want, maybe some brands, they were not ready to be into the book because they maybe make really, really nice models, but they right now don't have a nice photo or with high quality. So when you are printing a book with a high quality photo like this, it is really important to have really important materials, because if the photo is not really good quality, making a book like this is not good. So some brands also wanted to wait until the next book, maybe to have new materials, maybe new watches, new photos, and also they wanted to see how the watch fam react to the community. So for them, this was really important, because some brands, if you see the book, you don't see, for example, really classic micro brands, is because they maybe, or they don't have materials ready, or they wanted to wait the new book just to see the first one, because, you know, it is a new it is the first edition, it is a new project, so I can understand that maybe some brands want to wait just a little bit time.
Totally agree with that one. I will say you've got a great mix of so different, you know, some dress watches, some divers, some expensive watches, some cheap, you know, that I think the mix is brilliant. You know, it's not like diver, £500, diver, you know, it's just, you know, and no, some of them are so creative as well, you know,
the diver watches, yes, absolutely.
Unbelievable. Some are totally unique. You know, I've never seen anything like it before. I think it's a real spectacle of a book, you know, to pick up and just flip through and just look at the diversity of the book, I think, is great. Yes, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say, do you have any favorite companies or companies that you enjoyed working with in the book in particular?
Well, there are a lot. Unfortunately, there are a lot of companies I already enjoy. And also maybe I like to watch too much watches and too much brands. But there are some micro brands that I think they're really, really interesting. For example, the Sacred Crafts into the book, they are making really nice diver watches, but the material they use for these watches is came from recycled materials or recycled steel from the abandoned propellers of the boats. So it is a really, really important research behind the watch. And they are using, for example, to make the links of the strap, the abandoned fishing nets. So they create this new material, and which I don't remember the name, but it's something new. Now, you know, there are some brands with the really new concept. And this one, for example, Sacred, was really an interesting brand. And I really enjoy working with them.
My next question really was, are there any companies that you didn't include in the book that you would have really liked to have done? You know, you do particularly like this company, their watches, what they produce, but for some reason you couldn't get him the book.
Absolutely. I hope to have in the book in the next year. Of course, I'm already working on the next year edition, and there will be such more micro brands you will see. But for example, I was very happy that Formex enjoyed the book, because it was for me an important micro brand / independent watchmaker, because also the definition is important. But for example, Baltic, I would like really to have Baltic in the next book, or Batavi, or Werenbach. I don't know if you know Werenbach. It is a strange.
Not familiar with that, yeah.
They made watches from rockets. Rockets material. Yeah. They fly up to the sky, and then when they land, they take all these materials from the abandoned rockets, and they are really strange, watches, but really, really interesting. Batavi, for example, there are some brands I really like to collaborate in the next editions. And you will see really new brands. I'm already in contact with them. And also now I have more time, because the next book will be published in April 2023. So we have time, and there will be really nice micro brands. Of course, one single time, I just think that, okay, let's go in printing and let's start. But there are something like in the next book 70 brands instead of the 46 of this book, so there will be really more more brands I want to put in.
I'm looking forward to it already. I will be one of the first to buy it in April, definitely.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to that. I've really enjoyed reading this book, I will tell you. I've spent a lot of time, you know. And as I've been reading it, you put the links to the website. So I've been then looking at the website and, you know, and your website as well. I've discovered you've got a website, and you're constantly updating that as well. So I've been following your website as well. I've actually written... I've written the details to your website in the front of my book as well. Yes. So I've got it at hand when I've got the book.
Great.
So, no credit for that one. What did you actually learn from writing the book?
Well, first of all, I have clearly to say that it is a nightmare of work. It was a nightmare.
Big project, like doing a big project at college or something,
I worked for a publishing house company for 5 years, so I know a lot of things about books and writing. But I didn't think it could be such an impressive and difficult work. So I learned that we have to be really patient. No rush. We have to stay calm, to take all the materials, to check every information. So, of course, I know that the book is not perfect, because it is my first project. It is my first book also. But I think that from a starting point, it is really good. And I have to say that it is really important to check everything, every information, every photo, every page, because the reader must be really happy when he received the book. So this is the most important thing, I have to say. Be patient, no rush, work hard, and check everything. This is the most important thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, this, it's definitely good quality. It's not like you've got a picture of the wrong watch or the wrong website address or anything on. You know, it's definitely
that
all there.
Would be not to have a different watch for another brand.
No, it wouldn't be good, would it, with the brands as well? Yeah, you'd find out from them. Yeah, is there anything you would do different with the knowledge that you now have? If you could go back in a time machine and start again with a clear slate, would you do different? Or
maybe I For the design of the book and the inside, I will not change a lot because maybe, of course, if I have much more opportunity, of course, I would like to make a much more impressive graphic of the inside of the book, because the if you see the inside of the book is really easy talking from a graphic point. But of course, with my work and my energies and the people I worked with, this is what we can do right now. So I hope maybe in the future editions to make a more impressive or a more complicated graphic inside. But I think this one is quite good, and for now, it's okay. But maybe developing something more interesting in the future would be nice.
Great. Well, yeah, that's definitely you know, something that buyers like myself look forward to. And, you know, hopefully, as well as people buying it each year, you know, you're going to get new buyers ongoing as well, definitely. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's pretty much, I think you've covered everything about the book that I was really interested in. Just a little bit about your own watch collecting really now, just to go off the book a little bit. Have you got any watch collecting regrets?
Well, for now, well, there were some brands that I really enjoy from an aesthetic point, but when I take them in my hands, the quality or the quality control was not quite good. So I have to say that I really want to check the quality, the brands that have the quality control in an important way, because you know, when you spend some money, you are not, what I always say to people is that you are not buying only the watch itself, but you buy also what is behind the watch. So the customer service, the quality control, I think made a good watch, make something big, but then when you receive the watch, the quality control is clearly not good. This for me was one of my regrets. So maybe pay much more attention to the brands, but not only to the watch, and also to the reviews of other people about the watch. So this is important.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. So yeah, what would be the main advice that you'd give to people just getting into the watch collecting hobby?
Don't spend all your money on watches.
Take it easy. just sort of keep buying loads for the sake of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just because every year there are new brands, new watches. So just take your time, take it easy. Don't spend too much, and really try to research the ratio quality. Money quality, I don't remember how to say, but the ratio with the money and the quality is really important, because and also don't focus too much on the movement. So when you're buying a watch, maybe a 500 euro, but you say, okay, it is a Seiko movement or it is a Sellita, you are not buying only the movement. So it is an important thing, of course.
Yeah.
But there are really, really nice watches with the NH movement. And
definitely.
Really,
I've got quite a few. definitely agree with that.
But also really nice watches with the Sellita, and also really bad watches with the Sellita, or really bad watches with NH. So don't focus too much on the movement. There is the materials. You know, when you're buying a watch, there is the clasp, the bracelet, the materials, the bezel, the concept behind. Don't focus on the movement, because I listen too much people. It's like the only thing behind the watch is the movement. Okay, it is an NH. It must cost only 200 euro. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so, sure. That's good. And what about advice for people who want to write a book? That could be watches or just anything really. What's your advice there?
if you want to write a book about watches, first of all, the first suggestion I have to say, if you start writing a book about watches, first of all, you have to have a clear vision of what you are going to write. And you have also to think not more like a writer, but also like a reader. So when I was writing the book, I thinked about if I could be a reader. So I like this, I don't like this. So try to think more as a reader also, because you have to understand, for example, my publisher asked me to sell the book for 49 euro or something like that, because high quality photos, materials, and other things. But for me, it was a too much high price. So I prefer to earn less on the book. But because the first thing I thought it was, I don't want to spend 50 euro for a book about watches. So also if the book is interesting, but 50 euro was too much. So I say 10 euro less and there is no problem for me. So this is an important thing. Also, if you want to write a book, it is a very difficult way. So just be patient, check everything. And that will be good.
Excellent. I mean, you know, I've pretty much covered everything there. How do sort of people follow you on social media? Is it Instagram? So it's on Instagram. You are Mr. Watch 93, aren't you? Mr. Watch 93. Yeah. Is that the main?
That was just a simple name because I was born in 93 and I like watches. So
I did wonder that. Actually. I can kind of see where it all worked from. Definitely.
All my followers, they are basically on Instagram. My site, because Instagram, I think people don't consider a lot Instagram for watches, but I think it is much more interesting than YouTube or other platform, because Instagram is more, I show you the watch. So it's more instantly and it's very fast. I discovered all the brands thanks to Instagram. Instagram, I think it's for me, an undervalued platform for watches, but it is really interesting. For me, it's where I search for more of the watches. Yeah. I started also a YouTube channel, but it is a different work. So you have to make the video, edit the video. So it is an hard work, but probably in the future I will make some new videos also on YouTube. But they always contact me on Instagram with stories or repost or something like that.
Yeah, and I think the good thing about Instagram is you've got the messenger, so you can private message people as well, which is good, because I mean we have exchanged messages about the book and before the book as well.
For example, a lot of people wrote me in direct asking for the book or for suggestions in general. So it is a really nice place. I talked with different people from all around the world, from Canada, UK. For example, me and you, we know each other thanks to Instagram. So it is a really interesting platform for me.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, wow. I think we got everything covered I wanted to. Was there anything you wanted to ask Giuseppe? Add to that?
First of all, I'm very happy, Dean, that you are giving me the possibility to talk with you and to also talk about watches. It is for me, this is the first time I talk on a meeting like that. So sorry, maybe English.
You've done fantastic. I mean, very clear. Really excellent to interview as well. Definitely good answers. I will say I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed your book. I've enjoyed our conversations on Instagram and I've enjoyed this session. So thank you very much. And I will definitely be diarying to find this in April. I don't know why you know, I just, it wasn't on my radar, the book, which is strange because I'm out there looking for these things. Yeah. So I'm so pleased you contacted me. We really appreciate that.
Perfect. I am very happy. Very happy, Dean. Yeah. And when you want or you want to ask me something, I'm always open. So I basically on Instagram 7 days and 24 hours. So I'm always there.
Brilliant. Yeah, I do notice you do answer really quickly. I've sort of said, oh, you know, whatever, you've come back to me pretty quick. I mean, like the example was saying, would you like to do this podcast? You know, it's always minutes and you're back there, which is great, you know, which is really good. Yeah, definitely. It's a good way to conduct, you know, communication, business, and because it is really one of your business platforms, isn't it, in a sense?
Absolutely. I will be also on World Time UK on September 24. So if there will be some people wants to meet me there, I will be
so on World
Time UK on September 24.
It's called Watch Time.
Well, Watch Time. I didn't remember.
Watch Time UK. Is that in London, isn't it? It's where was
London?
London
Sofitel, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I will try to go there. I think I tried to go before. I think I did a get together for the Christopher Ward Forum on the same day that was on, and tried to do both, but there was quite a distance between the two, and it just wasn't possible in the end. Just wasn't possible. It'd have been too much to do in a day. But I will do my best to go down. I'd love to meet you in person. You know, I will do my best to go down.
It will be a pleasure for me. I will stay in London from September 22 to September 26. So it will be a pleasure for me. Absolutely.
Definitely. We'll communicate, and I'll keep in touch with you for coming down, and we'll try and have a bit of an extra get together. Yeah, definitely. That'd be fantastic. Well, Giuseppe, brilliant. That was great. I've really enjoyed it. I'm so glad I asked you now.
Thank you so much.
And I will highly recommend your book. Anyone who wants your book, I will say, don't hesitate. Go and get it. You'll love it. It is a brilliant book. Especially, you know, anyone into watches, you know, get the book. It's essential reading for anyone who collects watches. You know, if you've got a bit of interest, think about getting it. If you collect watches, it's essential. You know, it's part of, you know, your watches, your tools, everything, your equipment. This book is part of it. You've got to get it. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, we'll end it there because I realize that our little meeting time's running out. You only get a certain time slot. Great. So, well, thank you. This was Watch Talk Across the Pond with Mr. Watch 93, who has written Mike Brand's book, Giuseppe. Thank you very much. And I'm Dean from One to Watch. Thank you. Great.
Thank you. Bye, Dean. Thank you.
Thanks so much. That's really excellent. Thank you. Keep in touch, mate.